it is purely melodic and will not be easily understood unless one knows how it is presented, on what lines it is developed, and how and where it differs from Western music. In India, we have no standard pitch. Every musician chooses a pitch which is suitable to his voice. In Western music, there is a standard pitch of 256 vibrations per second. Instruments are tuned according to this standard pitch, and therefore in the West, pitch memory is developed. So while listening to Indian classical music, you should keep aside your pitch memory and listen to it as if it is starting from C key. The rhythm in Indian folk songs and popular music and light music is easily felt, but in classical music, it is not obvious at all, even though it is strictly observed. Indian time measures are very complicated. For instance, there is a time measure called chapta, which is 10 beats and runs into cycles of 10 beats while the song and the improvisation lasts. It is subdivided into 4 divisions of 2, 3, 2, 3. It is given like this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It is played on tabla, and there are certain symbols which are played on that instrument. Please listen. D, na, D, D, na, D. Similarly, we have time measures of 4 beats, 6 beats, 7 beats, 9 beats, 10 beats, 12 beats, 16 beats, etc. Indian classical music is known for its raga system. The word raga is derived from the Sanskrit word ranja, to please. So the arrangement of notes which is pleasing to the ear is called a raga. It is very difficult to give an exact definition of a raga. Some people call them scales, others compare them to moods. I will therefore give a general description of a raga, which will be helpful to get a general idea of a raga. Mathematically, thousands of ragas could be created, but all of them will not be pleasing to the ear, and therefore only about 150 ragas are in use. But an average musician knows about 50 to 60 ragas. Rag is a scale in which certain rules of ascending and descending are strictly observed. When these scales are sung according to their rules, they create a certain mood and atmosphere and are expressive of certain emotions. In order to create this particular atmosphere, certain notes of a rag are given more importance and certain others are less important. The most important note in a rag is called the Vadiswara, and the second important note is called Samadhiswara. In the improvisation, musical phrases are ended like punctuation in language on these two important notes. Other notes used in the rag just help to create a particular atmosphere and mood of the rag. A musician first sings a song composed by some eminent musician, then starts improvisation gradually, note by note. After this, he improvises with the help of the words of the song and creates complicated cross-rhythm patterns, and lastly, he sings fast turns in difficult designs. An instrument called the tambora plays continuously, giving the tone. Two drums called tabla keep the time. Please listen to the music in a completely relaxed state of mind. Each rag will create a different mood, atmosphere, and emotion. Please try to feel it and enjoy it. Now please listen to tambora and his drone. please hear the drummer tabla.
Thank you. Thank you.